Good morning, how's it going?
I'm taking care of it.
You've been sitting in the picture.
Where are we going to leave?
The bench in the corner.
Big short one, upstairs? Okay.
All right, good morning. It is 9 a.m. on the 8th day of June. This meeting was posted with Marion County Clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, at 4:03 p.m. on the 26th day of, on the 2nd day of June, the year of our Lord, 2026. Today present is myself, County Judge, Legal Clerk, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. James Tassie, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Jared Harley, as we do every Commissioner's Court meeting. We begin with prayer and pledges. Before we do that, I would also like to welcome Upshur County Judge-elect, Mr. Brandon Dodd. Thank you for coming over today. I hope you learned something.
Appreciate you, Judge.
Yes, sir. We will start with a prayer, and I ask that Commissioner Jared Lee give us an invocation.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day. Thank you for the rain that you sent us this past week, Lord. Thank you for the sunshine and the warmth that's coming, Lord. Help us this morning as we try to take care of the county's business, Lord. Give us wisdom and knowledge to make the right decisions for the county, not just ourselves, but them, Lord. Just help us as we go forward, keep us safe. And thank you for our freedom. Thank you for our country, our state, and our county, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. First item on the agenda is the consent agenda.
And the monthly reports are treasurer's April of 26, county clerk May of 26, JB precinct 2 May of 26, sheriff May of 26, and JB precinct 1 May of 26. Those are the monthly reports.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Is presented by Commissioner Webb.
Second.
Motion made by Lee, seconded by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, discuss take necessary action on payroll from the 1st to 15th of May 2026 and May 16th through the 31st.
May 5/15/2026 was a payroll transfer of $103,191.51 for net pay. And there was a federal tax deposit for our payroll taxes of $29,001.18. On 5/31/2026, the payroll transfer of net pay was $112,167.26. And the federal tax deposit for our payroll taxes was $31,889.91. On 6/15, there's going to be a transfer for TCRS, our May 2026 retirement, in the amount of $50,571.30.
Motion to accept the payroll from May 1st to 15th, 26, and May 16th to 31st, as presented by our treasurer, Ms. B.J. Westbrook.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, seconded by Tassie. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, discuss and take necessary action regarding the resignation of John Kelsey from Marion County Historical Commission. In the last couple of weeks, gentlemen, I have received a resignation letter from both John Kelsey and Amy Kelsey from the Marion County Historical Commission, stating that they are wanting to resign. Think that they are wanting to start doing other things in their retirement. So this is a letter informing us. I don't think we need to take any necessary action at the moment. What I would like to do is I would like a volunteer from the court or myself to go to their next Marion County Historical Commission meeting, just to kind of see what's up and visit with them and, you know, get some recommendations. I don't think that anybody on this court has a good purview of what's going on around the Historical Commission, so. Now, I don't mind doing it. I know you guys love history, but if anybody wants to, I'm more than happy to let y'all. If not, I will, no problem.
Does that need to be in a form of a motion?
No, sir. That's just information.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. There is no action to be taken on item number 30. I'll get it with them. All right. Item number 4. Discuss and take necessary action on road bridge supply and order. Brandon, this is the part in which I say the motion and I be quiet. I don't know how much road materials cost. I know they are very expensive. I don't know what you mix to put where on them. These guys know all about that. So the difference between your commissioner's court and mine, I have road commissioners. You had admin commissioners. These guys work on roads every day.
Okay, put the thing in your packet, which I opened last time. This one, Irvine, was under my door. I was out Friday afternoon for a doctor's appointment. I was out on the day of court because of my dad's appointment. This was turned in on Friday. It was verified by mail. And I checked and we're allowed to open it for today if you want to add them to the list. And then the two that y'all had questions about, we did call and clarify those prices and what that meant. So those are also on your sheet. I think there was a question about what a barrel was, and it's 5.5 barrels is a ton.
I didn't hate the Kleenex, but I sucked it up.
Road prices from Irvine. We submit our bid for your road oil requirements to meet specifications of Texas cracked fuel oil. Road oil bid price $682 a ton delivered to any point in Marion County. It's based on current prices, and any increase or decrease in posted price shall be passed along to the county.
So that's the correct, that's like what Brian
yes.
provided?
Yes. Actually, $682, I believe, is what we paid for Brian.
That was what last year's was.
So how much was it per ton?
$682.
So that's still like $124 a barrel.
If
you figure 5.5 barrels per ton.
Yeah.
So that.
Oh yeah, if you're comparing with that.
Yeah, if you know for apples.
Yeah.
For apples.
Yeah.
So $124 per barrel.
In the past, we have carpet blanked it.
Okay.
Because it may.
Correct.
Yeah, you got it. I want to say it publicly so that she and they can hear. So we might carpet accept all bids because Marion County is this long and this wide. It might be cheaper to buy something from Shreveport to get it to his precinct than it is to buy from Lower City to get to your precinct. So we carpet blanket everything.
As a crow flies, it's not that far from both sides of the Lake of the Pines. But for access, because we can't go across the dam with trucks, loaded belly dumps, they have to come all the way back into town and around, or they have to go all the way to Orsini and back up. So that's the one reason I like to use Peyton's material on the north side of the lake and Longview Asphalt's on the south side of the lake.
I think that's the way the system was designed to work.
Yep.
You want a motion that accepts individually, all of, how do we want to do that?
Shannon, do we need to name each company?
I mean, usually I'll just say accept them all. If you want to just read each company and say accept all those, that's fine.
You can call.
You don't have to read all the stuff.
Accept all bids.
Okay.
Okay, you want me?
Yeah.
I would like to make a motion that we accept all bids for our road and bridge supplies.
Second.
Motion made by myself. Second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number five, discuss and take action on the main commissary services award. And for the sake of time, you gentlemen, while you read that, I would also like to make a motion that we accept the inmate commissary services award in the amount of.
It's just a percentage, and it's the same as it was the last time that I checked with the jail, and they were.
We're going to accept the inmate commissary services with, what's the name?
Lone Star.
With Lone Star Commissary, with no changes to the price from last year. Is that what you want to share?
Second.
Motion made by myself, seconded by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Six, discuss and take necessary action regarding annual fire alarm monitoring agreement with fire control protection system for 36 months at $540 annually. Authorizing the county judge to sign. This is our fire suppression system. I don't know if it's a suppression system. Fire alarm system next door in the historic courthouse. I don't know if they access this building, do they, Sheriff? I don't think we have that system here.
I believe it's in the county.
It's just in the.
Yeah.
Okay. $540 annually for a monitoring agreement between them and us. I don't think that's up from last agreement. If it is, it's like $20. It ain't nothing.
Yeah, I actually couldn't find the last agreement I looked, and okay. I couldn't find it. So.
And it may have been a 5-year agreement that we had with them when
that's
we moved back in.
That's when we moved back in, and it was part of the install, because I couldn't find a specific.
Yeah. I bet they gave us 5 years monitoring with their warranty. But $540 to monitor probably a $9 million building.
I don't know, we've been too painful.
No doubt. we sure don't insure it, that cheap.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we accept the annual fire alarm monitoring agreement with Fire Troll Protection System for 36 months at $540 annually, authorizing the county judge to sign.
Second.
Motion made by Lee, seconded by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Move on, Shannon. Could we move that out? 36 to, let's say, 4 years, so that it follows. I'm good with it. Number seven, discuss and take necessary action on authorizing the district judge, Susan Anderson, to execute. Susan Anderson to execute Pitney Bowes state and local fair market lease for 60 months on a send proceed 425 postage mailing system and scale. I think I'm going to have to go down the street and see Miss Linda talk to Bartels when we get done. Old judge's eyes are fading.
This is just, this was a 5-year, yeah, that her previous 5-year lease is up, and so they always, at the end of the lease, they always just send you a new machine, a new postage lease. So this is just for the district clerk's office. I know the sheriff's office is also coming up, so I'll be getting that one next.
How many years is this for? 60
months? This was, 60 months, 5 years. And you can see the difference is last time was 222 and this time is 264. So not a big increase for a brand new machine.
I make a motion to approve authorizing district clerk Susan Anderson to execute Pitney Bowes state and local fair market lease for 60 months on a SendPro C425 postage mailing system and scale.
Second.
Motion made by Patterson, second by Ashley, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item eight, discuss and take necessary action on notice of lien and statement of cost for property located in Pine Harbor subdivision at 120 Holiday Harbor Drive, Jefferson, Texas, 75657, pursuant to section 343.023, Texas Health and Safety Code. William, you're up. Jeremy, know your cue?
What?
Bill told him to start crying.
That's right. Not until I scratch my chin. Hey, y'all have already signed a document accepting the state's nuisance laws, and that was a couple of meetings ago, wherein we're allowed to use the state's nuisance laws to our benefit to declare a nuisance and then proceed to clear it or clean it up or whatever. The document before you today is required because of our current efforts at 120 Holiday Harbor Drive. It's a fairly complicated process. In fact, the DA told me that our intern will be studying my procedure book as to how to do this, and I told him, go to hell. Because, not really, because the implication is that he's waiting for me to die. And he wants it in writing, but I'll just throw it here. Now, take that off the record, please. Strike that from the record, strike that.
No, leave it in garage there anyway.
Leave it all over as a district attorney if Mary can. At any rate, this allows us to put a lien on the property for any potential buyer would have to satisfy. JR has also attached a bid for the removal of said property after it's demolished, which comes to
$6,000.
$6,000 big ones. As part of that process, we have asked for $2,500 in attorney's fees, which under the circumstances is reasonable and necessary because it took a lot of, not a lot, but some research to find out what you file and when you file it and how you protect your lien. And that will be basically protected by the county commissioner in that precinct. And JR, is that your understanding?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're asking that that be signed by the commissioners, and as another part of the statute, it has to be recorded to perfect it. So after signature and processing, we could get it to our local county clerk, who is seated here, to proceed with the recordation of that, and it perfects the lien and also protects our interest in the property. And that's basically the only reason that this document is before you now. Lawsuit will be filed this week. It's set for a hearing July 9th in the district courtroom. And if the judge approves it, our lien will be approved, and he will, I'm assuming. And we will have a lien on the property, and JR, after a certain number of days, can have it torn down. It's an eyesore. It's disgusting. And removed. But there's no guarantee as to when the lien will be paid off, but it's not a bad piece of property right there in the entrance.
Oh, it's great. I've noticed in my travels, I typically travel up Upshur County minimum twice a week. And since 49's closed, I've been taking 729 there and back. And back about 7 years ago, I'd say, irrelevant, I have noticed an eternal black cloud every day, all day, night and day. There is a burn barrel that does not stop. It is like the eternal flame out there. And it began when y'all posted notice to the door. I said, I've never seen anything like it. There's always 9, 10 cars parked out there, and they just burn stuff. I've never seen anything.
It's probably just paraphernalia.
I would imagine. Freaking down the lab.
Yeah. But at any rate, any questions on that? We get a signature. Ms. Wise files it, records it, and then we're good to go as far as the commissioner's going. And the next step will be in district court on the 9th of July.
Yeah.
And you'll be sure to let me know when it's time we can remove that structure.
Yeah, it's going to look like Mad Max in the Thunderdome with all your removers up there. Converging on that poor little piece of property.
There'll be tears, but there'll be a joy.
You might want to go inside first to see if there are any explosives or anything.
No, just make sure there's nobody inside.
Okay, we'll put some plate steel in front of whatever you're driving in.
And since I have nothing further on the agenda, I would ask to be excused.
Yes, please, thank you, Mr. Gleason.
Sir.
That lively presentation, or unlively presentation, however you would like to take it.
Now I'm afraid to turn my back on Tim.
I would too. I sure would be too.
Yes, make a motion, take that action on the notice of the lien statement of the cost of the property located in Pine Harbor subdivision at 120 Holiday Harbor Drive, Jefferson, pursuant to section 343.023 of the Texas Health and Safety Code.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Patterson, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 9, discuss and take necessary action on the Blue Amol renewal and amendment number 2 from September 1st, 2026 to August 31st, 2027 at a cost of $21,558.12 for financial software maintenance, authorizing the county judge to sign.
And usually it's 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
And not that we're going to do anything, but we just did it for a year out just because we have a new treasurer coming in, and then we can revisit it next year.
Is there any kind of discounted rate or anything for getting it for more than 1 year, or is it just?
No, they're typically, like the last one we had, it was, they go up incrementally, like each year, like the contract was for like 5 years, but it goes up incremental every year on their thing, but it's not, I mean, it's not much.
I mean, everything's going up.
Yeah, and it's not big, like, it's not much more than it was the year before.
Everything but fire control.
That one is $10. This is what y'all want, right? Correct?
Oh, yeah, it's actually a system. Yeah.
There is the lien.
Make a motion to renewal of NEMO renewal and amendment number 2 from September 1st, 2026. August 31st, 2027, at cost of $21,558.12 for financial software maintenance, authorizing the county judge to sign.
Second.
Motion made by Patterson, second by Ashley, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, discuss taking this action concerning the Water and Sewer Infrastructure House Bill 500. Direct appropriations project. I have nothing to report. Shannon, do you have anything? I am going to Austin next week to their, I think it's a biannual.
The
25th.
Yeah.
I said that, I asked you guys, or informed you last quarter that they're having their meeting down there, and I'm going to go down there. I don't know if they want to talk to me, but I don't want them to say the word Marion and start looking around. Nothing.
Yeah.
All right, so no action taken on item number 10.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Ashley, second by Patterson, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.